You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about knowing yourself. If you heard our last show about the call from your inner voice, this show is the next step. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Last week, Jason, you said that what started your journey was that voice that told you you were here to do something special. So what did you do?
Every possible wrong thing I could do, I did. And, you know, that voice from my essence didn't tell me what to do. And so I just filled in the blank, like people who do programming do anyways, and started learning, reading, and I started reading and doing every self-help thing I could. And I want to kind of read you a list. This isn't comprehensive, but it gives you an idea of all the stuff that I did. Most of it, in hindsight, was kind of stupid, and we'll talk about that during the show. But, you know, self-help books, Dale Carnegie, Tony Robbins, neuro-linguistic programming, yes, that's programming, hypnosis, dowsing, astrology, Christianity, Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, the Secret, Louise Hay, meditation, positive mental attitude, Wayne Dyer, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Stephen Covey, the energy and consciousness training of all sorts of other things, okay? I did plain old hard work, the Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck, the Celestine Prophecy, I did Tai Chi, 1 Minute Manager, Tarot Cards, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and there's I guarantee you there's a whole bunch more. And I'm saying to you guys now, and this is what's exciting about this show. First of all, those things didn't work. And every time I did something, I felt there was my shame quota just went up just a little bit. Because, you know, when I first started out, I started reading Think and Grow Rich. And I read that. I wore out a couple of, you know, they were paperback books, but I wore them out.
Okay.
I read them so many times. But each time I tried to do those things and they didn't work, you know, I had the little voice saying, hey, you're here to do something special. And then there was a much louder voice that said, oh my gosh,
You suck.
Yeah, you didn't get that right. What's wrong with you?
Okay,
you
know, okay. So you know, here's the bottom line is let me bottom line that part for you. Am I correct that you're saying that all of those self-help things that you did not only didn't work, but they increased your guilt and shame quota that, you know, that
my unworthiness, yes.
Your unworthiness that you were stuck in anyway, mostly from the training of your upbringing. And so in other words, you didn't get better, you got worse.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Now I could talk a good game. I could talk a good, much better game. The world's a great place, the positive mental attitude, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the problem was, here's the problem.
Okay.
And if you've ever tried any of these, and I know the people listening right now are saying to themselves, well, yeah, I tried that.
Hey,
I tried that.
I did too.
Yes. The problem is looking outside of yourself.
Mm.
And when you look outside of yourself, you're always using programming techniques. And programming suppresses that internal voice from essence.
Ooh.
It teaches people to ignore, disregard, numb out from the greatest insight from each of us, which is our essence.
Mm.
And programming replaces the talk, the information from essence, or what some people call soul.
Okay. In other words, the programming that you're talking about, that it actually covers up, as we talk about, it covers up our essence. It doesn't kill it, because you cannot kill an essence.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that people understand that. So if you're thinking you're dead inside, I want you to know you're not. And the ecosystem approach is a great way out.
It helps restore that part of you.
Exactly.
And it's not programming, and it's not one size fits all.
Right.
It's just for you personally.
Okay.
And believe me, I came about the ecosystem approach, I would say honestly, but that's not really right. It's because I was hitting my head up against the wall. You know, there's this big, huge dent. It didn't work. And if you're out there right now and saying, well, you know, I've been trying this and this and this and this, you know, maybe there's something else. So keep listening, you know, listen to the whole show. We're going to go at the end. We're going to help you start to listen to that inner voice. And by the way, that's when it started to change for me.
Okay.
I started to listen to that inner voice, and that's when it started to change.
Okay.
So here's a couple other things. You know, the more you are programmed, the more you limit your free will.
Oh, wait. Please say that one.
I know that's in the profound section.
Ooh, it really is.
Your free will to be here and express yourself in a unique way on Earth, in a way that benefits not only you, but the world around you, your own ecosystem, doesn't happen with programming. In fact, it's just the opposite.
Okay.
And when you lack self-knowing, it requires that you program yourself, because there's a void.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, because that natural part of you that wants to know, who am I, where am I going, or what am I doing, that's natural to human beings.
Right.
But if you're not listening to that inner voice, you have plenty of people. Just go down the grocery aisle. That's my favorite place. You know,
okay.
How to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks, or
right.
have the best orgasm you ever wanted by, you know, da 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 da. You know.
Oh, I see, the books that are in at the checkout stand, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's always something on marriage.
Right.
There's even programming stuff about finding inner peace, which I think is really ironic, but
right.
Because inner peace comes from what? Your essence.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
So, you know, I was wandering around. I was stupid. It didn't work. And please benefit from my stupidity. You know, we created the ecosystem approach because I had this mountain of stupidity that I was sitting on, and stupid tries, and knowing, you know, firsthand that they didn't work. And the ecosystem approach was created not by listening to a teacher, not by following some ancient text, not by channeling some evolved being on the other side. It came from through my intuition, from my essence. And then when I met Patricia, we did it through our intuition, listening to our essence.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, I was born with mine was open, and I was born, and of course then I know everyone's heard the story, but I was shamed into not using it. I was told I was wrong. And with and Jason had just started doing the clearing, and then he and I, of course, created the ecosystem approach together. But with just a little bit of clearing, my intuition just blossomed to the, you know. In fact, I think Jason was kind of in awe. He was like, wow, okay. And he had, of course, never seen that before, because nobody else had ever seen that before. I'll say it that way. Meaning this intuition of, he would ask me, what do you see there? What do you see here? That kind of thing.
It's commonly accepted that you either have it or you don't.
And that's not true.
Wait, do
your thing.
No, it's supposed to be developed. it's something that's right. Like a muscle. And we're going to talk some more about this in our next show, but even later in this show. So
right,
stay
right,
tuned.
Right. Yes. Okay. So You know, Jason, you wandered around trying all types of self-help programs, okay, that didn't help. And so what, you know, with no teachers, no nothing, right?
Right.
Okay.
So that's how the ecosystem, you know, that's the baby ecosystem approach.
I got it. Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The vast majority of self-help, spirituality, and energy programs really are programming.
Okay.
Programming suppresses self-knowing and the ability to use our essence in practical ways. When we don't have self-knowing, you require programming because something is missing. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to develop self-knowing in a way that is natural to the way human beings are designed.
I love it. I love it. If knowing self or following your soul is natural to humans, why is it so difficult to access? And why don't I just trust my ability to use my essence or soul? This is the ecosystem approach with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to discuss if knowing self and or following your soul is natural to humans, why is it so difficult to access, and why don't I trust my ability to use my essence or soul? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So I've been hearing about following your soul and following your heart, well, forever. Do people actually ever do that, Jason?
No, because they have really no idea how to do it.
Okay.
You know, programming has dumbed us down, numbed us out, and created all sorts of blocks to our individual and natural resources. Mm-hmm. You know, on our advertising in our little radio block on our website for this show today, there's a like a picture of clouds, and it says, "Follow your soul; it knows the way." Well, that's true. But no one knows how to do it. You know, I can't imagine if the Hallmark Channel was listening right now, they might have to go out of business because all of their themes, all of their Hallmark movies are about, well, I wasn't following my soul, but now I am, or I didn't listen to my heart, but now I do. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, if you can't listen, you're probably not going to listen by just all of a sudden having, you know, having some experience. It usually comes from an energy process, not a programming process.
Okay.
So, you know, we all have a unique, you know, at our essence, that's the source of our talents, our abilities, our insights, and know how to bring those things forward. But knowing self also makes you smarter because you start to know your abilities. I don't know your abilities, but how to use them, bring them forward, and then make them useful for you in the world.
Yeah.
All those things are part of that. We think, well, knowing yourself is about, you know, maybe a list of traits. No, it's way more than that. It's how to use them. Imagine yourself.
And which one matters more to you than, say, the last one?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then which trait?
Sure.
Matters more to you?
Yeah.
And how to, you know, it's, I'm trying to find a metaphor for that, and I usually come up with a machine, which is exactly the wrong one. But it has to do with being able to. It's like being a farmer, and you have to know how to be a farmer to get success. Well, when you're working on your ecosystem, in terms of your self knowledge, you have to know, just like a farmer, you have to know how it works. To make it grow and create an abundance within yourself. It's not like a machine.
Okay.
I want to tell everyone a brief story. And we always talk about all the things that I tried that I didn't work. But when I was in high school, which is a long time ago, but this is my experience with football. And my team, I was a senior in high school, and my team that year was all conference, and we won the conference. And the other person who played my particular position, I was a halfback, was also voted all conference, and he and I were competing for this position for a long time. But his brother was very, very successful, and the head coach started using him, like, for the first game. And then it became a catch 22 where he would say to himself, well, this other guy has more experience. He already has one game under his belt. So I don't want to take a risk with Jason. I'm going to stay with the other guy. So at the end of the season, when we won the conference and it was everybody's screaming in the locker room, one of the coaches came over to me. And I remember this conversation. It was really touching. He said, in any other team in the conference, I could have made all conference being in that position.
Meaning you could have made
all. Yes, because I was good enough.
Okay.
I just, because there was so much depth, we had so much depth that year, that for this reason, you know, I just didn't get played. And here I basically sat on the bench during this whole season. So one of the things that I did was I joined... I was about to go to college as a freshman, and I signed up for the college football team. And all summer, I agonized over it because this was my takeaway. I finally quit before I started with college football because at the end of the day, I knew I didn't really like football, but my ego was terribly bruised. I wanted to prove myself. And knowing what I know now is that it's not my purpose to overcome others with brute force. And that's nothing against football. I can watch a game of football. I enjoy the game of football to a certain degree, but my purpose is an intellectual one. I like to work with ideas, and mostly I like to work with energies.
Well,
And what are we doing today? We're working with energies.
Exactly. But I do want to say this about you, just this personal note. Jason doesn't have it. If somebody was hurting his family or even hurting him, I guarantee you he would do whatever it takes. That is the way that it is. Or if somebody was in need of help, Jason would be right there. No two ways about it. He wouldn't even question it. He'd just do it. But Jason's soul or essence, and remember, I can read those things really well. He doesn't have the brute force. It is not of him. But what he does have in abundance is the ability to use his intuition and the intellect. When you have those two qualities together, it is unreal. There are times where I have to say to him, I can't take any more. I need you to just not even talk to me at the moment because
too much intellect.
Oh my God. It just makes me crazy. And I know some people are thinking, what? How can that be? But, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning when he taps me in the shoulder and says, Patricia, did I, you know, have I talked about this? That's not the best time. So in other words, well, you might have intellect and intuition, but the understanding of timing, we're working on that one. So, all right. So, Jason, tell me something. What does following your heart or listening to your soul look like? What does it look like?
It's using your intuition, listening to the subtle messages, okay, knowing your story, knowing your purpose, and putting it all together.
And wait a minute, and then I'm going to back up. You didn't know that until we started using the ecosystem approach.
Yeah, you know, that was a long, you know.
It was a long time ago.
I went through life just wandering, hitting my head against the wall without knowing that and trying to follow a programming path, which didn't work for me.
Right.
You know, what I know now is that I'm not a football player, but I would know if I knew back then
what you know today,
what I know then or know now, I would know how to distinguish myself in other ways. In other words, I knew I had the shame. That was part of my story. But instead of trying to play football to overcome it, I would have found other ways back then to do that.
And by the way, there was much more clever ways to connect with the girls.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Being a football player was all about dating cheerleaders, but you know, that's a whole different story, a whole different show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I would have, instead of trying to overcome the shame and the unworthiness by being a football stud, whatever, mm-hmm, I would have just cleared it. First of all, I mean, it just makes so much more sense. And, you know, people use their intuition. You know, I'm saying, okay, use your intuition. What does following your heart or soul look like? Use your intuition. Listen to subtle messages. But if you start to hear a message to kill people or do something horrific, I would question it. And one of the things that people don't understand,
by the way, majorly question it.
You know, we expect our intuition to be like a computer output that says, turn right at the left next corner. And then go this way, and then go this way, and then go this way. It's never that specific. But if you hear this message that doesn't make sense to you, question it. You know, one of the things that we do when we use our intuition together, it's kind of fun to watch. Patricia is the one that's out there communicating, and I'm the one that's creating the questions and evaluating what she brings back. So she'll go out there and read and talk and communicate with, you know, with the other side, and I'm analyzing it and saying, okay, well, that doesn't really make sense.
Or can you say intellect?
Yes. So, you know, and we that it's funny because we've put it together as a couple.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, in our marriage, but doing this work with the ecosystem approach, right, in a way that works really well.
Yes.
And that's what's really special about it. So,
all right, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
It is not common knowledge how to follow your heart or listen to your soul. Mm-hmm. It requires a certain amount of retraining, since programming trains us to ignore those subtle messages from essence. We don't trust our essence because it's so much easier letting someone else tell us what to do, how to act, how to be, or how to think.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your essence and self-knowing that is natural to all of us.
Psst. Psst. What does your inner voice say about your purpose? Does that interest you? We're going to help you listen to that inner voice in the next segment. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're talking about the inner voice that could be whispering to you right now. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, you said that you always knew you were here to do something important. How did you get the self-knowledge to understand that better?
Well, I went in circles for years, and it wasn't from reading self-help books or books about spirituality or energy or any of that. And I studied lots of things, but I wasn't any closer to knowing myself after doing that. Or knowing what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to do it.
Okay.
Even things, you know, even spiritual things that you would think, well, they should be okay, are often just programming which cover you up. You know,
okay.
And I know for you, Patricia, that, you know, you had the same, your problem was different. I mean, I heard that voice. You were so busy with the drama of your life that you heard the voice very early, much earlier than I did, but, you know. You were basically overcome with activities for the drama activities.
Right.
And I'm not talking about a play here.
Oh, yeah. No. No, you know what? I grew up, even as a small child, obviously, we've talked about it before, but I was shamed for having the ability to see and the ability to understand what other people were thinking, things like that. It was really hard for me because I was shamed in that. In other words, I was told to shut up and not tell anyone anything. But one of the things that happened was that shame started getting bigger and bigger, and the chaos and drama and trauma in my family of origin was getting louder and louder and louder. And I know I've mentioned it before, but I had a mentally disabled sister, and oftentimes I was the one who had to be in charge or take care of or entertain those kind of things. And yet she created a lot of the drama and trauma and chaos in the family. She had seizures, sometimes small, sometimes very large seizures daily, not just occasionally, daily. And it got to be overwhelming. And
there was chaos in the house.
Oh, all the time. And you know, Jason and I were discussing this earlier. The fire department would be called quite often, and I was in the Brownies, and we went to see the new fire station, and the captain of the whole firehouse actually came out to say hello to all the Brownies, which was great. And he knew me by name. I was mortified because how he knew me was he and his team would come to my house
so often
in the middle of the night, and they knew our names. They knew who we were. So
he meant it as a compliment, but as a little girl, it didn't feel like a compliment.
Well, of course, and he figured he knew me, you know, and he did in his way, you know. But here's my point: the chaos and drama and trauma were horrific all the time, like almost 24/7. And so how did I get away from it all? I ended up getting pregnant and married at 16 years old. And I want to say, I love my daughter dearly. She and I connect every day. But I have to say, if I had known the ecosystem approach way back then, I could have really
made other decisions.
Made a lot of different decisions, but I didn't. And I ended up later on, of course, meeting Jason and coming about the ecosystem approach that way.
People have a misconception about what it is to work with your essence. So I just wanted to talk about that just a little bit. You know, it helps you. People think of the big stuff. Well, you know, should I have married this person? What should my career be? Those types of things.
Right.
But the truth is that it starts with the little things. It helps you make better decisions on a daily basis.
Mm.
You become happier.
Right.
You become an excellent problem solver. You become...
starting with your own.
Yes. You're better with relationships, better mm-hmm. with finances.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural motivation to grow and develop. You know, we're in this place where a lot of the full-time residents are retired. And what we see is that we have this, you know, we're you know, in our late 60s, I was going to make a crack about Patricia being older, but, you know, anyways.
He'll pay for that one later.
Another time. So, but the truth is that we still have this amazing motivation to grow and develop as we get older. We're not starting to sit back, but we see people around us, they start to break down. They start to get tired. They start to get bored.
Old and grumpy.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, and that's the... because they're not connected with their purpose. They're not connected with their essence.
Yeah.
So here's the metaphor.
Okay.
Imagine your essence is like having a treasure in your backyard. And everyone has one. But you have to know where to dig and how deep to dig. And right now, we're going to help you start to listen to that inner voice that you have. But before we do that, we're going to tell you how to clear.
Okay.
Which is the first step to listening to that inner voice, because it's an energy process, not a programming process.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. You can sit, stand. Your posture is not important. When we say, we'll say a few words, and then we say to eliminate. And whatever we say to eliminate, we just gather that up and then blow it into what we call the processor. If you haven't seen the processor, use a trash can image. And if you don't have a trash can where you are, let's say you're driving, just imagine a trash can in your mind's eye. And
okay.
Then we go to the next one and just do it over again.
Okay.
Breathing harder doesn't move more energy. It's just a gentle breath.
Okay. All right. So, you ready to get started, Jason?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can have clarity and hear that inner voice for me right now. Gather up those veils and illusions.
Take a breath.
Blow it out. And to eliminate the barriers to my patience, so I can keep clearing till I can start to hear that little voice in one way or another. Gather up those barriers. Blow it out. And to eliminate my compulsion to listen to my ego instead of my essence. Gather that all up. When I wanted to play football, I was listening to my ego, not my essence. And to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, frustration, and stress that keep me from hearing that gentle, quiet voice. Gather that all up. Blow it out. Okay, are you ready to listen? Here's how you do it. I want you to ask yourself these questions, and I'm going to do it right now, and I'm going to pause in between questions, because this is, you know, I realize this is radio and we don't want to have dead air, but we're going to have a little bit of dead air so you can listen to that voice. So here we go. Ask yourself, why am I here? Ask yourself, what is my purpose? What is my next step? And this is my favorite. Is this my ego talking? Now, for all of you, maybe you heard something, maybe you didn't. Maybe you got a little nudge, maybe you didn't. That's okay. Keep doing this. The way to do this, in the next segment, we're going to do some clearings that'll help you uncover that inner voice. So do those clearings over and over again. Listen to this recorded show over and over and over again.
Well, you know what, Jason? We actually have a moment. Why don't you ask those questions again?
Yes, here we go. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is the next step? Is this my ego? Okay.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Listening to your inner voice is an uncovering process, not a programming process. Many techniques that are spiritual or energy processes can also be programming ones, not good for this work. Listening to the inner voice requires patience and hearing and perceiving the subtlety. And the ecosystem approach can save you years of searching and time wasting because it helps with knowing yourself.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start energetically digging up that treasure that is yours, the one in your own backyard. Will it change you? Stay tuned. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to start to help you dig up that treasure of your inner voice and self-knowing. By the way, everyone, I think this is really exciting because I happen to know all of the amazing, wonderful things I found out. And anything, by the way, that I dug up that I didn't like.
Cleared for, yes.
I cleared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So, all right, Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, stress that keeps me from hearing my inner voice.
Take a breath. And blow it out. Nice and easy. Blow it into the trash can. If you know what the processor looks like, blow it into that. And to eliminate the anger, hate, and rage and bitterness that is so strong, it blocks out or blocks me from my inner voice. Take a breath.
Oh, here's a big one. And to eliminate my expectation that my inner voice is always for something big, life-changing, earth-shattering, when the truth is, it may be just the right thing to have for dinner. It may be how to do my job better today.
Right.
You know, it may be whether I should do those extra set of exercises or just, you know, leave it for another day.
Take a breath, everyone. And to eliminate my fear of change. My fear of finding out who I am. I release and let go this fear because the bottom line is I guarantee you there's at least one great, amazing thing in there that's yours, that's in that treasure chest, so to speak, in the backyard. And by the way, I'm not talking about your backside either, everyone. Take a nice breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my inability to trust my essence when programming is so much easier. It's so much easier to put my trust in something outside of me than inside of me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties that keep me from hearing my inner voice and the essence of who I am. Take a breath. Easy, easy on yourself here. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I still need judgment and reason when listening to my inner voice. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the barriers so I can focus on my own inner resources instead of what? External programming. Take a breath.
Well, here's a big one. And to eliminate the black and white thinking that says I should either be doing all programming or all ecosystem approach, when that's not true. You can't just go cold turkey and stop programming yourself, because we've all been doing it all of our life. We still do it in some areas of our life. That's just the way it is. It's a gradual process. Correct. So, and to eliminate the black and white thinking so we can accept that it's a gradual process.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that programming messages repeated are not true for me personally. Jason, can you give an example of that one? Are you talking about like commercials, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you're told that you're never going to amount to anything over and over again.
You mean that one?
Yes.
And by the way, everyone, that was one of the very first things I started to clear. And I was in awe of what I found, that there was this person in there that had some idea of who she was and where she was supposed to be going. And it was like, oh, okay. So take a breath, everyone.
It could also be something like, you know, it's that your body odor that you hear on the TV that says, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing ever, that if you ever have body odor, it's, you know, you're going to be rejected by beautiful women all over the world. No, it's not
true.
Wait a minute,
it's true. Oh, pardon me. So, and to eliminate the false belief that my ego needs should have priority over my inner voice, when the truth is, I release and let go of those false beliefs. Take a breath.
Here's my favorite. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that programming with energy and spiritual techniques aren't helpful. Take a breath. I remember a client a long time ago who forced himself to meditate, who programmed himself to meditate, you know, an hour every day. And when you force yourself to meditate, you sabotage the whole process.
Yeah, exactly. So, and to eliminate my inability to trust that my essence can help me more than other experts and authorities. Take a breath.
Oh, here's a big one. And to eliminate the barrier so that I can listen for my inner voice in different places and to eliminate my rules about how my inner voice should come to me. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to trust programming versus my own unique abilities. Take a breath.
We've had people come to us and say, I can't hear my inner voice. I can't hear my inner voice. And then they tell us about their life. They say, well, it's right there.
Yeah.
And they're listening over here, but it's right in a different place.
Well, because the other thing is that they've also been told that where they're supposed to listen to it from, meaning oftentimes people will say, I have to listen to my voice while I'm meditating. I have to listen to my voice while I'm in church. I have to listen to my voice through my mother, things like that. And the bottom line is that you have to find where you can hear your inner voice, those places.
So here we go. And to eliminate the barrier so I can be open to hearing that voice from unique, uncommon, and places that I would never have thought of before.
Right.
Take a breath.
And by the way, if that voice comes through your radio, I want you to know it's probably not your voice. Yes, take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to trust programming and from authorities and people around me versus my own inner voice. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the patterns that have me seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed, as opposed to being able to hear my inner voice. Take a breath. We're going to activate some life force, Jason?
Let's do that. Okay.
So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath, everyone.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that working with my essence for self-knowing will help me.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can hear the voices from my essence.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, enjoy my life, have laughter, have fun, and also enjoy just to start beginning using the ecosystem approach. And if you already do it, use the ecosystem approach even more than you do all the way through the day, your day. Take a nice breath. Let it go in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to continue the story where I knew I was here to do something important, but I tried the programming techniques and they didn't help. It's when I started using intuition that I started to make progress. And next week's show is about intuition and practical uses and major misconceptions about how it works.
That's actually, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be an interesting show.
So be sure and tune in
for that.
Okay, so Jason, how can I get more information and real support for the ecosystem approach?
You know, if you're listening today and you know that that inner voice is there, maybe you heard it, maybe you don't, maybe you're not clear about it, but you know that there's messages for you, that there's information there for you, and you want to uncover it, we're going to help you with that. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is to do is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free subscription. You know, it's amazing what it gives you access to. We have all sorts of content on our website, and it helps you understand what we're doing. And be sure to check the box for the weekly clearings, because every week you'll get a list of clearings. And this is how to do it. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Listen to our show every week. Do the clearings at the end with us. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. It will always start uncovering more and more and more. And as we uncover that, you'll be able to hear more and more and more. If you have a question, you can email us at hello@theecosystemapproach.org, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. And be sure and go to our website right now and sign up for that free section.
Okay. So listen to our show every week and do the clearing at the end, of course. Our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our new website, theecosystemapproach.org. By the way, that's all one word, and sign up for our free section.
So also, we have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and you can go there and preview the next show and like us and ask any questions you want from there.
And the other thing is that if you have a request, like a show you want to hear or questions about what we do, please use theecosystemapproach.org. Correct, Jason?
Yes.
Did I say that right? And ask those questions. We'd be more than happy to answer them for you. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, you're the most important ecosystem in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.